All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Report. Man, I tell you, it's been a rough 3 weeks. This is the show that we talk about sports the way you talk about it around the water cooler.
Yeah.
And, man, I tell you, that's what we've been doing, talking at the water cooler, because we ain't been on, Dick.
Yeah, don't remind me. Don't remind me.
T-Bird, Dick, and Mr. Malcolm Encyclopedia Cooley is in the house tonight. I'm getting some feedback, Dick.
You're getting some feedback, okay.
And so we're going to talk. We're going to try to cover some stuff that we missed and, you know, and stay current with what we're doing. But we want to welcome everybody again. Smoke, iDoc, I hope all y'all going to come in the house. Maybe Melissa and Zoo, I hope y'all listening. And anybody else out there, we back.
Smoke.
We had some technical difficulties, but we are back thanks to Dick. So anyway, Malcolm, let's kick it off and let's talk about Shohei Ohtani. It's a gambling thing going on. And they said that first, his interpreter said that Ohtani was involved with it. And then I think right. He changed his story.
Well, it looks to me, and I'll take a line from one of my favorite movies growing up, New Jack City. Somebody knows something.
Somebody knows something.
I don't know how much they know, but somebody knows something.
Yeah, and I think Shohei and the Dodgers got out in front of it to where they want to get him. They had him do a press conference to say he didn't have know nothing about it. But if me and Dexter buddies, and I got and he my interpreter, I got $4.5 million in my account, and I notice it's missing, and he the ones that you know he kind of helped me with my account sometimes. Who I'm gonna talk to?
Well, the way things go now, you should have got an email,
something.
A text, the moment the money was taken out, since you've been an alert.
Something. Yeah. I mean, $4.5 million, and then the guy said that Ohtani was helping him pay his gambling debt.
Right.
Now, yeah. Something ain't right about that.
No, not at all.
First off, how do you get a $4.5 million gambling debt? True. I mean, for me, that's a lot of lotto tickets.
Hey, book.
Bro, that's a lot of tickets. But I'll be honest with you, bro. It doesn't pass the smell test, dude. But I understand when it comes to these things, there's a politics with it. You have a prime asset like Shohei Ohtani. They just finished signing that huge deal. Do you think the Dodgers are really willing to give that up? Do you think the city of Los Angeles is willing to give that up? And just as importantly, do you think the other players in Japan aren't going to like tread lightly coming over to America if they're having to deal with that? I'm not saying, you know, what's going on or what isn't going on or it's justified or anything, but I feel like these are things that factor in the decision of the outcome of this whole thing. But, you know, rest in peace, Pete Rose.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's my question.
Yeah.
And Malcolm, I want to address it to you and Dick. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pete Rose, number one, Major League Baseball, they say they're doing an investigation. Mm-hmm. It's like Dick said. The Dodgers just signed this guy to $700 million. They don't want that stain on the Dodgers.
Right.
But Major League Baseball has a responsibility that if to find out if Ohtani betted on baseball. And if he did, he ought to be banned.
Absolutely.
Just like Pete Rose. Because Pete Rose is the greatest hitter in baseball history. He didn't never bet on baseball. From what I understand, he betted on other sports.
Right.
Pete Rose, I thought he did bet on baseball, but he said he didn't bet on his own team.
He didn't bet on himself, right.
Yeah. Okay. Right. That's my mistake. He didn't bet on his team, but he betted him. Okay. But you can't let Ohtani stay in baseball tied to that, and you got Pete Rose out of the game. What I think they're going to do with Pete Rose, wait till he die, and then put him in the Hall of Fame.
That would be cold.
Yeah, they don't want him to get the satisfaction.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. He'll never know that he is.
I'm waiting it out.
Yeah. So what you think, Mal?
That's a slippery slope because there's no way he could have not known that amount of money is taken out of his account.
Right.
And the fact that what it was for.
If he ever look at his account, he ought to know.
That's what I'm saying. You get alerts on your phone. The moment I do something, Wells Fargo let me know.
That's what that's right. So, and I'm talking about $200.
Exactly.
Let alone $4.5 million.
My phone might stop working.
So, you know what? But see, Major League Baseball, they in a dilemma because he is the hottest name in the game. Mm-hmm. He's good for business.
On the best team, too.
Yeah, on the best team. He's good. Well,
let's correct that record.
Yeah, I ain't going to say on the best team.
Let's correct that record.
Them Atlanta Braves pretty good now.
Which they are. I'm just saying the Dodgers.
Watch
your tongue. You're on this podcast.
You hit a nerve now.
You want this one, man.
But Major League Baseball, they in a dilemma for the simple fact that if they let this go and then it's found out, that ain't gonna be good for baseball.
Not at all.
And then it's the Dodgers and it's Major League Baseball and Shohei Ohtani. Those are the ingredients. And you better pick the right door if you Major League Baseball.
Yeah. I can see a lot of things, even with Magic Johnson and his ties to it. It's a lot of ramifications.
Because somebody gonna have to sign off
on
it if he did bet on baseball.
Right.
It's not. I think what's gonna end up happening is they're gonna put his translator, they're gonna find a bus and hit him with it, you know, is what they're gonna do.
Well, they're
not
gonna
put him on. They did fire him.
Yeah, they fired him. So that was the first thing you gonna take the fall.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, I feel sorry for the it says the MLB will investigate and suspend Tom Brady for 4 games.
Who said that? Smoke?
Of course he did.
I know it's Tom Brady's fault.
If Tom Brady could get away with it, like, come on, dude.
It was Tom Brady's fault that Giselle was messing around with the pool guy.
It kind of was, dude. Like, remember, Tom was the side piece. He wasn't the main course, you know what I'm saying? You know how those supermodels get down. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, again, Major League Baseball got to pick the right door, in my opinion. Because if they pick the wrong door, look at the stain that they're going to put on the American pastime.
Well, I think it fucks with the money is really what they care about. But ultimately, if they don't do something about it, the ramifications are just going to trickle. It's going to be a shit storm no matter what they do. So, to be honest, you know.
Right. It's going to be a catastrophe because, okay, we on the podcast. Mm-hmm. How many old people on the podcast gonna light them up?
Oh, man.
They gonna light them up. Even Smoke's gonna light them up.
Bro, they're gonna light him up like he's wearing a gasoline pimp suit.
Man, I'm telling you. And running the hell.
Bro, I'm telling you. But I don't know, man. I feel like money talks. And if he did do it, I don't know if he did or didn't. But if he did, he's going to get away with it. And I don't know if that's necessarily going to stop him for the next time. So
that's the feeling. I mean, I think, Malcolm, do you agree that most people are thinking he's going to get away with it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he's good for business.
Right. Well, the owners aren't going to let that slide out the door.
Right.
Because they see, but the ticket sales,
that's all they thinking about.
Yes. Big time.
But see, again, bring Pete Rose back into the picture. Mm-hmm. Pete Rose need to be on the phone calling Major League Baseball. Say, y'all got my bus ready? I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
And Pete Rose wasn't doing no $4.5 million.
Well, Pete Rose has some other things going on to where he won't get into the
Hall of Fame. Pete Rose ain't no Ty Cobb. Ty Cobb was terrible. He was the most avid racist in the game.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Listen.
The reason why Pete won't get in is because there's allegations of him having So
with the young girls.
Yeah. Even during the 70s, that's a no-no. You know,
but he just got caught. If all of them doing it.
Hey, if you got caught, you know what I'm saying? Like, that'll make it right.
Look at Wade Boggs. Wade Boggs had a woman in every town.
But were they all underage is the question.
But it don't matter. That's still not good for a family. Look at Steve Gardner.
Being underage is the problem,
bro. I know you're right.
Don't equivocate that.
But still, you projecting, what is it, baseball, family, and apple pie?
I mean.
Okay, so look at Steve Garvey. Steve Garvey was a whore, but on TV, he looked like the ultimate statesman. On first base, playing for the Dodgers, next thing you know, he had a slew of women.
Wilt Chamberlain had his Wilt Chamberlain.
But he was telling everybody.
But
Steve Garvey wasn't telling everybody.
My point is that I don't think the Hall of Fame is going to let a kid diddler into.
Yeah,
ain't going to get the jacket, is what I'm saying. So,
Malcolm, your thoughts?
Well, it's just going to be. I like Pete Rose just for the stats of baseball.
And the way he played the game. Correct. I loved it.
You would want him on. You want him on your team.
Do I look like a Reds fan to you?
It don't matter. I still don't want him on my team.
I wasn't even a Phillies fan. But I just thought he was great.
Yeah, Pete Rose was. He was everything like that you wanted to be because he wasn't great.
Right. He just played hard.
He had to play. Use everything to be great.
Yeah.
He had to run hard. He had to know how to hit. He had to know how to catch. When a lot of guys can just do it in their sleep, right. Pete worked at it. Uh-huh. He didn't walk to first base.
Yeah,
he sprinted.
Yeah.
That's what I always loved about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish he'd sprint away from his bookie, though. So I guess we're neither here nor there. Got to say what's up to Ellie. Got to say what's up to Cha-Cha. And of course, Smoke. So everybody, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, what's up, guys? I'm glad y'all tuned back in. Like I say, we weren't on hiatus, but we wasn't here.
We was high. Yeah. Hiatus, but we was high, you know. So
we had power outages, technical difficulties, but hopefully we got all that down. We got Dick over there on the ones and the twos.
Okay. Sacrificed the goat on the way in, but you know.
Yeah. So,
which is perfect for Palm Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, let's finish up with Shohei. Give me final thoughts on Shohei Ohtani, Dad.
Man, I hope he didn't do it, but I wouldn't be surprised if he had something to do with it. As long as it wasn't on baseball, I feel like the gambling it's not a problem.
Yeah.
The second it's on baseball, you've sullied.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Malcolm?
Well, I'm hoping integrity will shine through because it just doesn't look right. It smells bad, but something's got to give. So.
Yeah, I agree. You can't have that. The only thing, now you know I'm going to dig deep before we go to break. I hope he's guilty because that means he ain't going to be in the Dodgers lineup and we're going to be able to beat him without him. And that's the Atlanta Braves, of course.
This comment was sponsored by Haterade.
So I hope he's guilty and he can't play and they suspend him for forever because they suspended Pete Rose and if Pete Rose can't play, he can't play.
Yeah, but it's easy to suspend Pete Rose. He's an asshole.
My.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to give him the death penalty.
Nah. Well, he ought to at least get a 2 or 3 year suspension.
If he bet on baseball or if he bet gambled, period.
If he bet on baseball.
If he bet on baseball, I think that's
probably the death penalty.
I say hit the rocks.
Yeah, right. That's probably the death penalty.
You're consistency, right. Baby. You know, if they're going to ban the White Sox, all those White Sox players.
Correct.
Pete, be consistent, bro. Don't give up now. You know?
Yeah, I agree. All right, hey, let's take that short break there. And when we come back, we're going to talk about opening day in baseball, which happened yesterday. Our Braves are on today, and they are kicking fanny. So we will be back in a minute.
Stay with us.
This is Zuma Finicchio, the new voice of action. And when you hear my vibration, it is only here to help you to unlock the power of your mind to success consciousness. I am so excited to introduce the launch of the brand new collection, Think. Yes, this is the official Think brand. This is the brand that celebrates your brilliance. And by you being a faithful Couch Potato Sports Report listener, when you check out, you're going to get an additional 15% off when you put in the promo code T-Bird. Yes, I said it. You would get 15% off with the promo code T-Bird. Celebrate your brilliance. Go to the official thinkbrand.com.
All right, coming back on this beautiful, beautiful Good Friday in Cartersville, Georgia. It's just been a beautiful day today, guys. I mean, just, I know the pollen count is up.
Yes.
But it has been a magnificent day today. And I was out in it, and I just love it when it's like that, man. The food is good. The weather is good. I mean, it just don't, and then you talking on the podcast, Malcolm, we just don't get no better than that.
Not at all. I've had a great day. I had a great week. Yeah. Every day I got up this morning, the weather was awesome outside.
I'm telling you. Yeah. So we want to welcome who we got, Dick, from Iran.
Yeah. Ellie from Iran. We have Smoke out in Philadelphia. And then we have Angie in Scotland. So
all right, guys.
Shout out to everybody. Yeah. Speaking of which, I will be on the Total Bowl Club at 8 a.m. as I do every Saturday. I actually show up at 8:30, but you guys should be there at 8 a.m. It's always a good time. Talk to Angie, talk to Smoke.
Cool.
Always fun last, baby. Always.
Make sure you got some toilet paper.
Yes, toilet paper. I'm about to talk shit.
All right, man. Opening day for the Major League Baseball was yesterday. Had a bunch of games going on. Atlanta Braves played today. And they beat the Philadelphia Phillies 9-3. Come on, somebody. I want Bryce Harper, Hoskins, all of them. But this is the thing. We'll beat them in the regular season, but we can't beat them in the playoffs, Malcolm. What we got to do to get over that hump?
Well, I think the addition of Mr. Sale is going to change that.
So, no doubt.
The bats are still going to be there. We're going to have the speed on the bases that's still there. And their fundamental defense is still going to be there.
Right. And my man Ron Acuña had a hit today. You know, every hit he get, I'm counting. Matter of fact, hey, Dad, I got the Ronald Acuña bobblehead backflip. Oh, my God. I got it. I waited and got it off of eBay when the prices went down.
Yeah. Wow.
And I flew and got it. I met the guy. And look, the guy says, it'll be this much if I mail it to you, and it'll be this much if you come and get it. I said, I'm on the way. It'll be $5 less. So I went to his house and got it.
Yeah.
And that thing is so beautiful sitting on my mouth. Ronald Acuña is just, that's my guy, man. Deck, no, that's my guy.
I know how you feel. I have actually an autographed football from Warren Moon, which is my favorite athlete.
Yeah.
And I drove to Atlanta to get that football.
Yeah.
So I mean, I know exactly how you feel.
You go get what you want, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, again, the Braves, we beat the Phillies today, and I'm going to have to catch the game. They'll come back on again on Bally Sports tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch that game after the Hawks go off.
Yeah.
And
I think it was Hank Aaron bobblehead night. I think it was Hank Aaron bobblehead night tonight.
No, they in Philadelphia.
Oh, they're in Philadelphia. Well, yeah, they're all right. So on their home opener here,
yeah,
that's Hank Aaron. But yeah. So if somebody gets one, go ahead and I can give you my address. Just DM
But you know, it was baseball going all over yesterday, and I love opening day of baseball because they'll have back to back games on, and if you're a baseball fan, you can get all you want, Mal.
Yep, all day long. Good baseball too. Good baseball.
Good baseball. Yeah. And MLB Network, you know, they had them on. And see, this year, in the past, they've had them on ESPN back to back to back. But they had one on ESPN late, and then they had one or two games on MLB Network early.
Okay.
So I got a little bit of that in yesterday, but it just, when it's baseball, baseball is such a, it's a game that when you think about baseball, when you go to the park, that you get the hot dog, you get the beer. If you like beer.
Notice he's had hot dog and beer first in the game. I just want to point that out.
It's just, if you love baseball the way that I do, that's such a feeling of being free, of just a fun time for me.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. It is special being there.
Yeah,
it is. It is really, really special being there. I used to live like a 20-minute walk away from the stadium in Denver.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man, wow, just walking up. Wow. Bro, just walking up, man, you start to get that feeling. Yeah. And then every seat is like a good seat. You can see everything. There's just no obstacles in your ways.
And I bet up there in that light air, boy, they was hitting balls to your living room.
Bro, it was just like a launching pad. It was nuts, man. It was crazy.
Malcolm, you that sports athlete that played everything. I know because I watched you do it growing up. Mm-hmm. So I want you to tell me what's so special about baseball to you.
For one, I started playing baseball at 4 years old, T-League baseball. We were the Tigers.
Yeah.
Didn't lose a single game. Graduated to Farm League, uh-huh. Played for the Cardinals. We didn't lose a single game.
Yeah.
Graduated to the Mets. That's the first time I lost in Little League baseball, but we still had a good team.
Right.
And what I remember as far as opening day, it doesn't matter the age group, Corn Dogs. Cookouts, just family. Just,
all day.
Yeah.
And it's all day long.
Yes, sir.
And for those parents that have to take their kid here and there, Dick, I know you one of those parents.
Yeah.
It's all day long, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, especially like if you get in All-Stars and you done played the whole year, it's all day long.
It's not just all day. It's all season.
All year. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So, not Jack, but Daxton, he has two games a week, right? Sometimes he'll have one, he'll have Tuesdays, Thursday, and sometimes one on Saturday. In between that, you're practicing.
Right.
You know, so you got to get him home, hit the homework real quick, get some food in him, go to practice, get him home, bath, call it a night. You know what I mean? It's just, it's never ending for like 9 months straight. I know the other parents on the different teams by their kid at this point. Like, I can recognize them, you know what I mean?
Right. It's amazing.
It's a community, man. Like,
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I did it with my kids. And speaking of baseball, talk about Lake Point. That's where you go, Lake Point in Emerson, Georgia. Mm-hmm. It's where they made this one big facility to where you can get all the baseball you want. They done built villas and hotels around because people coming from all over the country to that one location.
Emerson,
Georgia. All the scouts. Who would have ever thought Emerson, Georgia would have been the mecca of sports?
I mean.
And yeah. All the scouts come to Lake Point. That was the idea. You come to one central place and see all the kids that you need to see. Everybody's been there. They got the facility for basketball. You know, LeBron was there with LeBron.
For any sport. Yeah.
Any sport.
Yeah.
And then they building those villas up on the big hill. It's supposed to be 26 hotels in that general area.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Man, I'd love how they spend all that money on like sports, but can the teachers get a couple bucks? Is all I'm saying. Can we get some crayons, some sticky notes?
And
one of those kids ate the glue. Can we get some of that replaced? I'm just saying, man.
And the fields are perfect fields.
Yes, they are perfect.
Malcolm, describe those fields down there.
It's so nice to get a perfect ground ball. And you can understand how the middle infielders will stay down on a ground ball.
Yes.
It's not going to pop up. It's not going to hit you in the face. Just the way you can play perfect baseball. Yeah, the shifts. You can even, especially if you have a good pitcher on the mound.
Right.
You're going to get the ground ball to the left side of the infield. So it's a great place to watch some baseball.
And again, when you think about Major League Baseball, like I say, yesterday was opening day, so you know every field was pristine.
Yeah.
And So when I think about that, and then I think about Lake Point, they probably going along the same line, except for the Lake Point fields, and I know a lot of facilities are doing this.
Yeah.
It's a field, but it's not really a field, right?
Right.
It's made out of something.
Oh, that turf, that natural turf.
Yeah. Even the infield.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no grass, there's no dirt.
There's no dirt.
Yeah.
Natural feeling turf.
Yeah.
That's because, I mean, it rains, and so you don't want to lose that time. You know what I mean? They'd rather the kids catch a cold than lose the time. I mean, those burgers at the concession stands aren't going to, you know,
and I'm sure they got a drainage system
they
in
do.
There.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they do. Yeah.
State of the art.
Yeah. State of the art.
Top-notch butterscotch.
Come on, somebody. Yes,
yeah, man.
And it's just...
Believe it or not, they're planning on doing that for Cartersville soon.
Yeah, yeah. So. No doubt. Well, when you win high school titles, I mean, you get things like that. Yeah. Right, Mal?
Yes, sir.
That's why we Cartersville, right?
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Has anybody even heard of Cartersville? Come on, man.
Look us up, man.
They're in the playoffs right now.
Yeah,
so.
baseball playoffs right now.
Nothing's changed.
We won 7 titles in, 10 years?
Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody. You don't hear me. You know what they do in Denver. That's right. They don't win nothing in that.
I don't know. All I know is the number one player in the SEC is from Thornton, Colorado. How you like them apples?
Is the SEC even in the?
And that's what I was about to say. 64? He would say the SEC.
Yeah, the SEC.
That was the best comeback I had. So you know what I'm saying?
The SEC ain't even in the.
Wait. What about Alabama?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
Okay,
well, that's right. You're going to need something to swallow all that pride down with. That's right,
because they beat North Carolina last night.
Yeah. They did.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
But I hope they get spanked by Clemson.
Well, UConn is going to win it all. So.
Yeah, they probably going to win it all.
Okay.
But anyway, if your favorite Major League team guys, Smoke and all you guys, I know your favorite team is Philadelphia, right, Smoke?
No, he just lives in Philadelphia. His favorite team is, I want to say it's the Rangers.
Okay.
Or as far as baseball is concerned.
He's just going with the team that won the World Series. Okay.
Yeah, he likes the Dallas Cowboys. And then, but he was asking, and this is a great question, has a player from Cartersville ever won the Heisman?
No.
No? But I'm gonna be honest with you. Keith Henderson, when he played at the University of Georgia, he probably has came the closest to being in that conversation.
He was in a backfield that was world renowned.
A Hall of Fame backfield for college.
Yeah.
Tim Worley.
Right.
I mean, and Keith, hey, let me ask you this, Smoke, since you're throwing blows. He got a Super Bowl ring.
Well,
how about that? From Cartersville, Georgia.
Yes, two people from his high school went. Have Heisman.
Have you got a Super Bowl ring?
I don't know.
Heisman don't matter no more. Anybody can win the Heisman.
Did you win the Heisman?
Yeah. I sure did.
I don't know if eBay counts, but you know, if you want it, you want it. You know,
hey, Smoke. Have you got a Super Bowl ring? Keith Henderson has a Super Bowl ring with the San Francisco 49ers and Joe Montana.
He's a Dallas Cowboys fan.
We know they ain't got no Super Bowl ring in the last 25 years.
So. 25, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess it would be, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
they don't forget all about it.
I'm not a Cowboys fan, so you know, I'm not losing sleep over them.
Smokey Smoke!
Yeah.
But
see if I can invite him.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, you're going to get Smoke on here.
Oh, that's the plan, baby. Yeah, that's the plan.
Going to get the Smoke, man. But yeah, March Madness is in full effect.
Let's go down this bracket, dude. Let's go down this bracket.
Talk about that bracket, dude.
Let's go down to it. Who's up? All right. So we got Clemson and Alabama that are playing tomorrow, Illinois and UConn that are also playing tomorrow. And then tonight, Creighton and Tennessee, that player from Thornton. That should be a nice close one. And then Gonzaga, who I cannot stand, is playing Purdue. And let's see, NC State, Marquette, and Duke and Houston.
Yep.
Okay.
Those guys are playing tonight.
Malcolm, give me your thoughts on the bracket. Did you pick one?
I have not. No, I did not pick one.
Okay.
My team is out.
Well, every time I thought I was going to pick one, I'm like, man, that team lost as well.
So, yeah.
I love the way it's turned out because I'm okay with the best of the best being knocked off. At this time of year, if you can't bring it in play,
right.
every play, right. you don't deserve to be there.
Right.
That's what I feel was left with Houston. Duke is going to give them a great game, and they may even pull it off. But even Connecticut, I like them. I like the savviness, the fact that they've been there. They know what it's like.
Oh, yeah. So, they know what it's like. What do you think about number one North Carolina getting knocked out?
It hurt me.
Did it hurt?
It hurt because I really wanted them to at least get to the Final Four.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, with the length that they have, the way they can shoot the basketball,
right.
They were exposed with the transition defense last night.
Right.
Yeah.
Dick, what about your bracket?
Yeah, Colorado's out, so I'm just waiting. I just hope everybody
was at this. Were they ever in, Malcolm?
They were early. They're gone now, so y'all don't have to rub it in. So
okay. Well, you know, the Georgia Bulldogs are semifinals in the NIT.
NIT.
And, you know, people don't understand, but the NIT used to be
right.
the tournament.
Yeah.
It used to be.
Yeah.
Is well, it's now?
But the same time, at the beginning of the year, what do they have? What tournament did they have?
I don't even know.
It's the National Invitational Tournament.
It's the National Invitational. And see, this is the thing. The reason why it's lost its luster because you got teams that will turn down the NIT now.
Right.
Because they don't think it's worth their time.
Correct.
And it used to be the term. But you, for a program like Georgia, who's trying to get back in the limelight, this would be a big thing for them. And I heard that, just say if Georgia wins it. Malcolm, I want to ask you, should they hang the banner in the gym?
I would definitely hang it.
If you win the NIT.
Yeah, exactly. Because to me, it's not a slouch.
Right.
So you've earned a spot to get to where you are right now.
Right. There you go.
And if I'm on the team, I want to win.
That's right. And that builds confidence in your program. And you know, a coach can say to a recruit, yeah, we won the NIT last year, but our goal is to win the NCAA. So that's just a stepping stone.
I was gonna say step one.
Yeah, that's step one. So, yeah. Dick?
Again, I don't really care that much about the NIT. I forgot it was even a tournament. And, you know, it's just, it's like one of those tournaments your kids might play in. Like, oh, great. You got a trophy. Yay. Whoop-de-doo. Now go mow the lawn. You know, just I don't know if it's that important where, you know, the Final Four, it's got a name, you know, Final Four.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. Countdown. It's an invitational tournament. So the people that were invited, it's important.
It's important.
To the nerds that nobody cares about. Go and have your little party, nerds.
So you don't watch the NIT when there's a break between the actual NCAA.
I can't even spell NIT, bro. Like, I don't care.
He's from Colorado.
Even inadvertently spelling it, you can't spell it.
I can't spell NIT.
Yeah, he's from Colorado. I thought he could spell better than that.
True story, baby. True story.
But anyway, you know, if Smoke, if y'all out there and wonder, you know, you want to tell us, you know, what kind of bracket you got, who you picking?
Yeah, if you guys got somebody that, all right, so Smoke is over here flexing on you guys. So his high school produced Tim Brown of the Oakland Raiders.
Okay.
Someone by the name of Dave O'Brien.
I've heard of him.
Dave O'Brien.
He does know that Robert Levette came from Cartersville.
Robert Levette graduated with me in high school.
Played for the Dallas Cowboys.
Played for the Dallas Cowboys, Smoke.
Yes, sir.
Didn't even know that one.
It's okay.
Yeah.
He's got Curly Johnson, has won a Super Bowl with the Jets, and he said he had to look that one up. I went to high school with Chauncey Billups. So,
that's
close as I'm going to get to.
And he's still coaching
He's coaching. He's coaching in Portland. Yeah.
Portland.
So.
And Smoke, for your information, like Malcolm mentioned, me and Robert Levette played football together. And of course, he went on to the NFL and I didn't. But when we were freshmen, me and him were the only two freshmen to get called up to varsity.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was on varsity with him. We were only that's when you had to make varsity.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I made varsity my freshman year along with Robert. We were the only two freshmen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Robert, we were in football practice one day and he borrowed my elbow pad.
Did he sign it for you after or no?
I still ain't seen it since.
Was he on TV with your elbow pad?
He was probably like, was. He borrowed my elbow pad, had Mike Taylor on it, my elbow pad. And from that day on, I've never seen it again.
Petty lives matter, people. Petty lives matter.
But anyway, get your brackets. I know, we got to talk about the ladies. South Carolina is my team. Well, Notre Dame is my team, and we got beat today. And we made it to the Elite Eight. Yeah. My girls did, so I'm happy about that. The Ivy coach is the Ivy lady is the coach of Notre Dame. Very pretty lady.
Well, I'm not caring about the looks. They have a point guard that can really play.
Oh, yeah, she's a freshman.
Exactly.
And she is good.
I like her on both ends of the court.
Right, yes, sir. Right. But you know, I always got to talk about how pretty the women are. I'd say I'm an old guy that's not married, so I got to talk about it.
You got a conversation.
Yeah. But and Dawn Staley, my South Carolina Gamecocks, we've talked about it before, Malcolm. I love their makeup. I love the way Dawn coaches. I just love everything about them. And state of South Carolina, I care less, but that team is there, and I cheer for them. LSU Tigers, Angel Reese.
Right. Knocked them off last year.
They knocked them off.
Yeah.
But then when South Carolina played LSU.
Right.
Man. Mm-hmm. And then South Carolina manhandled them.
Yeah.
Okay. So hopefully we'll see that again. I don't know if we will, because LSU they start off slow.
Right.
Slow. And see, you ain't going to be able to do that in this tournament.
No, sir.
So, you know, and the girls play, the basketball has been so dynamic. It's I'm telling you, the girls are playing well.
The way it moves, back cuts.
Everything. What's that?
Smoke's alma mater. The Lady Longhorns are number one seed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Smoke.
So,
it's college March Madness is definitely a fun time.
Yeah.
With the men and the women.
Yes, sir.
And the women are selling out arenas.
They should be. It's an interesting game.
the game, but they hadn't always got their due.
Correct. Yeah, this is true. They haven't.
Now they're getting their due, I think. And they're selling out arenas, and I'm happy for them because they work hard, bro.
Yes, sir.
And I love the way they play the game.
I hope the Longhorns just beat the pants off of Gonzaga. I just hate
Gonzaga's in it every year. nothing at the beginning. I was like, Gonzaga in the final eight.
But they play teams without mascots, like Portland, Azusa. What is an Azusa? You know what I'm saying? Pacific. DeVry, like they don't play anybody, dude. Like, how does that count, man? How does that count?
What is a Gonzaga? That's one thing about college, man. They have these funny names with these funny mascots, but they be rocking.
Yeah,
those arenas be rocking. All that young energy in there. Mm-hmm. That's young energy in them gyms, bro.
I mean, every college has a basketball team.
Yes.
I mean, because it's so cheap to run a basketball. I mean, because once you have basketball, you already have a setup for volleyball.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever sport requires an indoor arena.
Right.
But, yeah, it's – I don't know. This is one of those things.
But, again, I was watching the – it was the South Carolina game. Mm-hmm. It was just the South Carolina LSU game when they played. You couldn't hear yourself think in that place. And I was watching it on TV. It was wild.
Madness.
When those teams are at home, mm-hmm. you know LSU, they crazy down
there.
Right.
Yeah.
They crazy down there. Just the feel in the arena, because they cheering for those teams so hard, man. I just love that.
It gives you a true home court advantage.
It sure does.
Yes, sir.
And I know there's been people say that it shouldn't be that way in the tournament. I've heard people say they basically saying they ought to play in a neutral place. What you think about that?
Well, again, if you've earned it, because obviously your revenue is a lot less than what the men's carry.
So right.
You can't do the same thing. But if you've earned the right to have that home, go and beat them.
Then you earn the right. Dick, what you think?
Yeah, definitely. If you've earned the right, your fans are going to be there to support you. Let them get their money's worth. You know, what are they going to do? Put it in Grand Junction, Colorado? Like, come on, dude.
I ain't mad at that. I mean, and you got to have that edge, man.
Yeah.
I love the hustle. I just love the running of plays.
Well, and just like everything else, it evens out because the Final Four isn't at your home stadium.
That's true. That's a good point, man. So anyway, guys, if you got your bracket, you know, hit us up on the Couch Spot. Hit us up on the website. And, you know, punch it in. Let us know what your bracket is.
Yes.
And,
you know, Smoke sent the bracket invite to you, right?
Did I see it?
Under the messages. I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was on Twitter. So
okay,
yeah, I call it Twitter.
That's what it is. We call X Twitter on here. It ain't X.
It ain't no
Bump X.
X. What is an X?
That's right, Bump X. So anyway, let's take a break right here. When we come back, we're gonna talk about them Atlanta Hawks because them boys been playing out of their minds. Was DeShante Murray? He the truth.
All right,
he the truth.
That's not what you said before, but all right.
Back in a minute.
If you're involved in a serious car, motorcycle, or truck wreck, call Cole Law at The Law Firm. That's 770-382-6000 here in downtown Cartersville. For 30 years, Cole has handled thousands of injury cases and will help anyone that's been injured due to carelessness. Remember, if you're involved in a wreck, do not talk to the other person's insurance company. Instead, call Cole Law at 770-382-6000. It doesn't cost anything to call Cole, except a deserved settlement.
All right, and we are going on the upswing at 7 o'clock in the Couch Potato Sports Report live from Cartersville, Georgia. T-Bird, Malcolm, and Dick in the house. And Dick, before we go any further, I got to give a shout out to Zumafanikio.
Zumafanikio.
Put it on that name, baby.
I know, man. You got to put respect on that man's name.
I got my official Thank jumpsuit on today. I got my top and my pants and my hat. And I'm thanking all day long. And I want to tell you, go to the official thankbrand.com and get your official Thank brand apparel. They look great. If you go to YouTube, hopefully you'll be able to see me on here.
The coupon code is T-Bird.
The coupon code is T-Bird. Punch that in, you'll get, what, 10%?
15%? I thought it's 15, something like that,
yeah.
So he hits that moth, so it works.
So do that, man. Don't forget about his book, Rethink Zumafanikio, with all that good thought in there, man. Mm-hmm. It's a great book. Great apparel.
Unleashing the power from within.
The power from within. If anybody want to think, well, what does that mean? I see think on your hat and think on your shirt. It means celebrating your brilliance.
Yes.
That means don't be afraid to be smart. You understand? That's what this Think brand is all about. Celebrate your brilliance.
Where was that advice when I was in the second grade?
Well, just looking at the logo, it actually makes you think because the I is upside down.
There you go. Good exclamation point.
Yeah.
You noticed that, dog. I told you the boy was an encyclopedia.
He's a sharp one. He's a sharp one.
But all right, guys. The Atlanta Hawks, Malcolm. They come on now. I mean, Trae Young's hurt. Double O's hurt. Jalen Johnson's hurt.
Patty Mills came in for shit.
Now Patty Mills actually cut.
Oh, he was cut.
They released Patty Mills.
Okay, well, he made his cool mill and went back to Australia.
Yeah, so. But they're playing well, Malcolm. I mean, I didn't see this coming. They beat the Boston. Boston is considered the best team in the league, considered the team favored to win the NBA title this year. Atlanta's beat them twice in 1 week. How about that?
Well, I was actually at the game when they played Portland Trailblazers, when our hometown hero came in,
Ashton Hagans.
Yes, okay. Sir. Watching them get up and down against them, I could see improvement in the Hawks.
Yes.
To where from 1 to 5.
Right.
They shot the ball extremely well. They got back on defense, and their big man lights out.
Yeah. Bruno Fernando is playing out of his mind.
No, I mean, second chance shots.
Bruno is just dunking like a gorilla. Yeah. I'm just trying to tell you. I mean, Bruno.
He's grabbing everything off the boards, too.
And Bruno was the number 8 center on the bench.
Wow.
I mean, but, you know, next man up, and he had to step, and Bruno's played well. Also, you mentioned defense. The Hawks have been playing some very good defense here lately.
Yes, sir.
And as you say all the time, you've got to play defense in the NBA, even though nobody does.
Right.
But the teams that do tend to be successful.
Yes, sir. And I saw them picking up full court, which
was
just refreshing to me.
Refreshing.
Yes, sir. I like the effort.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We normally we don't talk about Bruno. No.
No, we don't.
We don't
because Bruno was a basket case, but now he's making the baskets.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Bruno Fernando, and I watch him. Bruno is playing like a seasoned veteran and a man-child effect. When he dunk, he's dunking with authority over people.
Yeah, I even noticed with him being out there, second chance points happen.
Yes. He gets a lot of offensive rebounds, and they are playing well.
Yeah.
And DeAndre Hunter, you know, I'm gonna kill you when you ain't doing it. But DeAndre Hunter has really stepped up his game coming back from the injury. Mm-hmm. And he had 21 points last night.
He's got a really good stroke.
Right now.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the ugliest shot in the world. Mm. But he had some big buckets last night.
Yes, sir.
But Deonte Murray, he the truth. He had, 44 last night?
Mm-hmm.
40 in the game, 30. I mean, he's carrying the load. And he took over that game last night. In overtime,
mm-hmm.
he was the only one to score. And that's what you do. I could tell the way he was playing that he said, I'm taking over this game.
In their half-court sets, he knows when he can get his point.
That's exactly right. And I was just so happy to see an Atlanta Hawk player take on the Michael Jordan mentality.
Yes.
Like, I don't care if you get mad I'm shooting, but I'm making it.
Matter of fact, you can even bring it back and keep it in Atlanta. Dominique Wilkins.
Yes, Dominique.
Give him the ball. Yeah, give him the ball. He's going to put some in the hoop. Yeah.
That's right. So, you know, we got a chance to make the play-in deck. And the way we're going, we should get in the play-in. I hate the play-in. I mean, because you got to get in the play-in to make the playoffs. I just don't like that. Do you?
Honestly, I'm not a fan of it as a ball player because I earn your way. You're going to give me 16 chances?
Yes.
I better eventually do something.
So, but you know you're a bad team if you don't make the play-in.
Right. Even if you talked about in the play-in, you're not that
great a
team.
Right. What's your thoughts, Ned?
Man, I think basketball should have a relegation. You're familiar with relegation, right?
Yeah.
Where we go down a league. And then all of a sudden, like a G League team from like Iowa or something shows up. You know what I mean? Because they won the championship last year or whatever it is. And I think that would make the game way more interesting. Because this is what happens in like the Premier League is, you know, a number 17th level team all of a sudden they'll beat like a number one because they're trying to survive.
Gotcha.
And it incentivizes hustle.
That ain't gonna happen in the NBA because
the
NBA is already bad.
Right.
So they don't want to make it worse doing that.
It wouldn't make it worse. It would make it way more games would be way closer. I'm telling you, brother. You wouldn't have these teams just sliding in on the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm just saying the quality of the game has really fell off in the NBA at Malcolm.
Yes, sir.
And then you bring in a number 20 team, it's going to be terrible.
It's bad enough, the most simple play, the jump shot.
Yeah.
That's what's hard
it's
to watch.
Bad enough. And then you got Akpakupo. Say his name, Akpatupu. You know, Giannis.
Etatipoco. You just slaughtered that name.
You got him lowering his shoulder and just bowling over people.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to play defense.
Stand in the way.
They got to do is stand in the way. They won't do it. They won't take the punish.
Right.
Yeah.
And then if he fall a couple of times, he'll stop doing that one.
Yeah. If he running that brick wall enough.
Yeah, that's right. Stop. That's right. So, but I'm excited about the Atlanta Hawks. I can see where Quinn Snyder's teaching seems like it's grabbing a hold. They playing so much better as a team.
Yeah.
And the question comes up, do they play better without Trey or with Trey? Answer that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I think they need Trey. The spacing on the court.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
Okay.
And to know that when he shoots it, you don't even have a hope. You know what's going in.
Okay.
You have the feeling that's there. It gives you an extra board of confidence.
Okay. You got your superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys – I wanted to ask you this because I meant to bring it up for the lineup. What do you guys think of the MVP race in the NBA right now? Who do you think is – who are like your top five?
You know, I don't really have a top five. Because I just watch mostly the highlights of great plays, and I mostly watch the Hawks. But, you know, you're going to have your regulars. Giannis, Embiid would be in there if he wasn't hurt. Right. Matter of fact, they had picked him to win it this year.
Correct, yeah.
I was going to say Draymond Green, but he can't stay on the court. He can't stay on the court.
That is cold.
But right now, I don't know who's playing the best right now. Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
He's gonna be in the conversation. So I can give you three.
What about Gilgeous Alexander or Alexander Gilgeous?
But I don't think they'll push him like that. He's having a good year.
What about Luka Doncic?
I hadn't heard no conversation about Lukic, but he could.
He's putting up numbers. I know
he's putting up the numbers, but he's shooting enough.
Right.
I mean, but still, like, he's putting up numbers.
He is.
You know, he's damn near averaging a triple double.
I mean, he's good. They
only problem with him though, he's actually fighting against his teammate.
Is he?
Well,
with Kyrie?
Because he's doing Kyrie's.
Kyrie playing, is yeah. just
he's playing basketball as well.
Kyrie is the truth.
Right.
I mean, he might be nutty sometime, but Kyrie is the truth.
Yes, sir.
He is the truth. So, but you know, that would be my – I'll throw Luka in there.
I'll throw
him in there.
I don't know why there's so much vitriol against him, but I think he's a good player. He's consistent. He's passionate. He's a
very good player. I think the issue that you're speaking of, honestly, is because when you speak of Luka, what part of the court are you talking about?
Offense, he don't play no defense.
Yeah, that's what I honestly think. So
yeah,
if he just changes that part of his game, man, the sky's the limit.
I mean, I've seen him play more defense than a lot of other people though. Yeah. So not much more, trust me, but you know.
Well, speaking of defense, they call DeJounte Murray a two-way player. I didn't see it early on, but in these last 15 games, I've seen that two-way player. He's playing defense. I've even seen a little bit of the two-way player with DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah.
I've even – because they've been calling him a two-way player the whole time.
Right.
But everybody was beating him off the first step.
Yeah.
But here lately,
yeah,
I've seen him play some good defense. And I told you, I'm gonna give credit when credit is due, but I'm going to kill you when you ain't playing right. But these Atlanta Hawks have been playing some very good basketball. Murray was a dog last night. And we always talk about we don't have no dogs in Atlanta.
Right.
Murray was a dog. Jaylen Brown come down and hit a shot with 6 seconds left. Mm-hmm. Got us down to 1.2 left in the game, I think. Got the ball in to DeJounte Murray. Went down like a dog. Turned around, hit the shot at the buzzer. Everybody go home. Everybody go home. That's two times you beat the best team in the NBA.
That's
in,
nice.
In the same week, and you are number 10 seed.
That'll put you on a resume. That'll get you. That's something you put on your resume.
But that's that dog that we need. And yo, to answer your question, I agree that we need Trey as well. Mm-hmm. I hear everybody wanting to trade him all the time, but I agree that we need Trey. You need to build around him, Murray, and Jalen Johnson.
Yes, sir.
I build around them three right there.
Yeah.
You already got what you need. You just got to recognize it and don't give in to what these clowns are saying
exactly
on podcasts and radio.
Yes, people should not listen to podcasts. Yeah. What do you think Bruno will factor any further
yes.
for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I do because you can tell Clint Capella's slowing some. Uh-huh. Although Clint had a good game
last
13, night.
Yeah.
But he can't give you that on a consistent basis. Bruno is young and he a big buck. Yeah,
and unfortunately, decision-making
yeah.
is a hindrance of,
for Capella.
Yeah.
And he don't have a mid-range shot.
Right.
You gotta have a mid-range. He won't even shoot the ball from the free throw line. If they throw it to him right there, he ain't gonna even turn it.
The way your hands were up, I saw him. I was like, damn, that is accurate, bro.
I mean, Clint ain't gonna shoot that ball. I don't care.
Have you been working on that impression in the mirror? Because it was polished, sir. It was polished. You look like you didn't know what was going on and you didn't speak the language. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Now, I have got to dissect a few. Garrison Matthews, he's a nice guy. But I have no idea why he's on the roster. I mean, he was the player of the year from his college. I think it was small college. I know they consider him a three-point shot, but he's only on that team because Quinn Snyder likes him. And he just, to me, I would have kept Patty Mills if I kept that guy.
He does look like the Oklahoma City Bomber, though. I'm just putting that out there.
I'm just being real.
Yes, he looks like he has issues with the government. So
he's G League at best to me. To me now.
Right.
Uh-huh. Now, the other night when we played Portland, he hit some shots. But that's because we was beating the smack out of him.
Correct.
And he didn't feel no pressure.
Everybody feels good. Exactly.
Right. Okay. But he can't hit them big shots in a big game. Okay. That Vic, what's his name? That boy that started 27 that he's a white kid and playing very well.
Vic Krejcik?
Yeah. And he passes up shots and they correct. And then Murray gets, man, shoot that ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shoot it. What you doing? But he's played well. Bogey hit a big three, a couple of big threes. It took Bogey a little while to get going. Hit a couple of big threes. But I'm proud of them guys, man, because I've killed them this year. Mm. I've killed them.
Yes.
And I really have because they were playing terrible. But to come up big, a lot of hosts on a four-game win streak. Mm-hmm. Now, who did you think? We knew we was going to lose both of the Boston games, and we didn't.
Right.
Then we beat Portland, and we should have beat them. And right. You beat them the way you right. should have.
Right.
And I forget the other team we beat, but they
all Charlotte.
Okay, we beat Charlotte. Uh-huh. Charlotte beat us early in the year.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get some stability and Quinn can be here for a while and get this team going and we can get some more dogs.
Right. Man. Yeah.
So what was your thoughts, Mal?
Well, the draft, I hope, will bode us well because we got to add to the team. And at some point, unlike the Falcons, we got to get a really good free agent. Somebody that's ready to step in.
Yeah, you got to get a good free agent. But you got, like, our point guard that we drafted. What's his name? The little left-handed kid. I forget his name. Anyway, he got to get on the floor. Yeah. This was his time to play, and he gets hurt. Mm. You know, you
Kobe Bufkin.
Kobe. Okay. You got to get on the floor, baby.
Yeah.
And Jalen Johnson, another one. Every time you look around, he hurt.
Right.
And he got all the talent in the world. Yeah.
They have a lot of people in street clothes.
Oh my God. I'm looking over there. I'm like, and then Double O, that big African.
Yeah.
I mean, you a Mandingo. I need you on the court.
If nothing, just a stand
there. Just a stand there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, and when I see those guys, another one, the kid that we got from North Carolina, you know, the rookie from last year. What's his name? Come on, Dick.
Seth Lundy?
No, not, well, that's another one. Another one.
Wesley Matthews?
No.
AJ Griffin.
Uh-huh. I mean, he has some head stuff going on this year. And then they send him to the G League. He go down there and get hurt. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, that's a bad look, man.
So hopefully, you know, hopefully we can make a good showing. I know we ain't going far, but I hopefully we can make a good showing, win the play-in and get in the playoffs.
Right.
I think that would be big for us, don't you?
It would be big time because you're showing at least an improvement.
Improvement.
Yeah.
Improvement. So, yeah, that's what I mean. So, anyway, Dick, let's take that short break. When we come back, Dick's going to tell us all about the Atlanta United, and I got a thing I want to tell Dick of what I don't like about MLS. Back in a minute.
Oh, I can't wait for this one. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Mo Better from the Couch Potatoes Porch Report. Graduation is upon us, and a new car is a great gift. Don't just send them into the world with a reliable ride but unreliable insurance. At the Levesque Group, we will find the best tailor-made policy. We could even add on renter's insurance for further coverage and a better deal. Just call Todd Dean at the Levesque Group. Call Todd Dean at 678-777-7718. Again, call Todd Dean at 678-777-7718.
All right, winding down on the Couch Potato Sports Report live from Cartersville, Georgia. Malcolm, T-Bird, and Dick in the house finna close it out. And Dick, let's go to MLS, Atlanta United. They got a great team right now. They're playing well. I think they lost a heartbreaker the other night, but they've got a great team. But it's getting close to that time where they finna start losing some of their major stars to that international crap. I want you to talk about that because I hate it.
I understand you hate it, but if we're losing people to international, so are other teams.
Okay.
And good point. So it kind of evens everything out. Also, those guys tend to bring back extra skills whenever they do, or they bring back a renewed vigor for the game. So, but I don't know. The Atlanta United, they're all right right now. Yakimakis started off the year. I shouldn't say started off the year, but he had a hat trick the other day.
Yes.
Yeah, man. So he's fired up. And I forgot that like last season was his rookie year
here. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think about how much better he's going to be for the rest of the year.
Oh, man.
But, you know, the conversation is still going to be Inter Miami. It's still going to be Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And so right now, even without Messi, Inter Miami is just putting foot to ass.
You know? Really?
So they're doing good. They're doing, and a lot of it has to do with Luis Suarez, the biter. Yeah. I said it.
Well, you know, again, I Malcolm, I don't know how you feel about it. And do you keep up with soccer, son?
Only once it comes down to the very end.
Okay. Yeah. I just don't like. You build a team, and then they have to go play international. That's for any of them. To me, it takes away from the MLS. Mm-hmm. If you want it to be great, because I don't like you losing Yakimakis. Who's our other guy?
They're probably not going to lose Yakimakis, to be quite honest with you. Thiago Almada?
Yeah, Almada.
But he brought a World Cup skill back to Atlanta. He won the World Cup with Argentina.
Okay.
He brought that back here. That's good. That's good.
But if I pay to go see Almada in Atlanta tonight, he ain't gonna be there. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. I just think they taken away from the fan base. I pay to see these guys.
I mean,
I don't pay to see Joe Blue.
But if Yakimakis has a good showing with Greece, which I doubt he will because Greece, their team is not very strong. he brings all sorts of international eyes back to Atlanta. The problem is if he has too many international eyes, he's going to start going to places like Spain and Italy. Uh-huh. I don't know if he's got the chops to pull off the English Premier League, but I bet you he could probably show up in Spain, to be quite honest with you. Mm. And that's much closer for his family. But I mean, the way that the owners treat the MLS, it's a cash grab. It's just minor all league. Sets and stuff. I mean, when you even say minor league, it's just one of those leagues to where it's a twilight league for older players, older stars.
Okay.
And for like younger players, it's just a way station. So, but if you want this to be a good, strong league, you got to start treating it like a good, strong league and start getting those better players, get better situations, just get better all around, get better products. You know, that's all it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing I will say about the English Premier League, a lot of those teams are fairly even. They're like one or two goals away for the most part, you know, from going one way or another. But when you get down to Spain, it's really only three teams. Hmm. Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid, and Barcelona. You know, just it's the same thing with Bundesliga in Germany. Mm-hmm. It's mainly Dortmund and Bayern Munich, except for this year. Borussia did pretty good too. So,
Malcolm, your thoughts?
I'm not real versed on soccer, but I do know for the United, we have an owner that will stand behind the team. So we just got to put the players out there.
But they got to spend the money is the problem. You want to start getting like big name players. You want to start getting people like Messi and Ronaldo. You're going to have to drop some coin, homeboy. You know, we're talking to billionaires and they don't want to give up a little bit of money. So,
yeah. I'll tell you what, Mike Conti for 92.9. I love to hear that guy call. Call the MLS, the Atlanta United soccer game.
Yeah.
He be lit. He said, Yakamakas!
The dude is, Yakamakas is something special.
I know, and they talk about him a lot. And, you know, I hated it when we lost Miles Robinson. That was his first name, wasn't it? Miles Robinson?
Miles, yeah.
I hated it when we lost. I liked. It's just something about that guy that I liked. You know, he played on the USA team too.
Okay. Yeah,
and we lost him to. He went to another team.
I mean, we've lost also Darlington Nagbe.
Yeah, I like Nagbe too. But
yeah, we lost Joseph Martinez, who's now in Montreal. You know?
Oh, he left Miami,
bro. They brought in Suarez. Why would they keep him?
I don't know. Yeah, so he's in Montreal now. In
Montreal,
huh?
Just freezing his nuts off. Okay. Yeah.
Well, give us a rundown on something before we get out of here, Dick.
So the players to watch really for United, of course, Giakoumakis, Almada, Caleb Wiley, Guzan is always top notch. Dax McCarty's starting to get old, but he's still pretty good. Mosquera is pretty good. There's Yande Silva, that's his name. Okay. That dude is something special.
Okay.
Like his left foot, man, he's something special. Just really good skill. You got to watch him, you know, going towards the middle because he can get it done. Other than that, man, I think they're just entertaining. I don't know if they're how far they're going to go unless something drastic happens between now and the playoffs. But I think they'll show up. I think people have a good time when they go to watch them. They did beat their rival Orlando City. So, you know, that's always fun.
Well, Dick, let's put it on our calendar. You're going to have to take me to one of them games, Atlanta United.
Awesome. We'll use your credit card.
Okay. But you're going to have to take me because I've never been. I hear it's a blast. And I'm gonna at least try to see one game.
Yeah. Do you remember that beach scene in Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
It's like that, but fun. It's just wild. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. Just dead Germans everywhere, but it's wild. You know,
but those guys are skilled because I saw on ESPN the other night, I seen a guy kick the ball. Okay. He was in traffic now. He kicked the ball up to himself and did a bicycle kick. And scored.
I mean, that's always nice.
With three people around him, that's a bad man right there.
Yeah.
Look, he was doing it like this.
Right.
Then he kicked it up like that and flipped over and did the bicycle kick and scored.
Wow.
That's a bad man.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, Shorty. How are you?
So
yeah.
Anyway. All right, it's time for our parting shots, Dick.
Parting shot. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go ahead.
I want to say a congratulations to my son, Daxton. Their team is currently 6-0. He got himself a double play. Like they popped up. He grabbed it, ran to first, just like straight heads up. He also
unassisted then.
Unassisted. And then he got what did he do? He got two homers in his last game.
All
right. Bro. He's just as long as he can go to college, man. That's all I care about.
Georgia Tech, that,
Georgia
right?
Tech, dude. I never let my children go to Georgia. But he, you know, congratulations to him. Congratulations to Juice Box.
All right,
Juice. They won the tournament. They kicked ass, and you know he got a bunch of good outs and stuff. So yeah,
Juice Box. All right, Dax and Juice Box. All right, Matt, what's your parting shot?
Well, Cartersville High School had a doubleheader today, so hoping the baseball team, hoping they're doing well.
Okay. All right. And my parting shot is I want to give a shout out to the Atlanta Braves. They got up off the deck against the Philadelphia Phillies today and came back and won the game 9-3. Ron Acuña Jr. for life. MVP. Come on. But anyway, guys, hey, make sure y'all join us again next week. Same time, Friday night. I hope it's as pretty next week as it is today. Hit us on the couch spot. Hit us on the Couch Potato Sports Report. And as always, thanks to all our guests for joining us this week.
Oh, also, sorry to cut you off, but also.
Not yet.
I'm not. So tomorrow morning, check out the Toilet Bowl Club at 8 a.m. live here on Podbean. It's always a good time. I usually don't show up till 8:30 because that's when my coffee's done brewing. So,
all right, guys. We will see you next week. Thanks to Malcolm and thanks to Dick. See you next week.
Good night, guys.
All right, great show, man.